Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a great day so far. So we love a good, fun, viral video.
We do. After, you know, I worked in TV for 20-something years, and things happen. And something happened last week at a golf tournament. Somebody thought somebody was somebody else, and here's how it kind of played out on national TV.
Young playing this week, and he's down with Lauren.
Played six seasons in the NFL, arguably one of the best NCAA quarterbacks of all time at Texas. Picked up golf about 4 years ago. What's the biggest shift you make going from the ultimate team sport to now the ultimate individual sport?
Now, I apologize. You have the wrong person. I'm Everett Sands over Citadel, so, which I'm a football coach. The thing is, the great thing about golf is that I'm not only competing against myself, but I'm competing against everybody else.
So now we bring in Coach Everett Sands, who is with us from the Citadel, offensive skills specialist. Coach, thanks so much for doing this today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, doing fantastic. I know that you can't do anything but just laugh, because we've all been there, had different situations like this. But what's going through your mind as she's starting the interview, asking the questions, and you're probably thinking, oh, no.
Well, you know, as she came up, she asked, you know, can we do an interview? So my first thought is, oh, okay, I'm a coach. Maybe I never had a coach here before, so maybe that's a story. And then as she starts on, you know, greatest quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NCAA, you know, at Texas, 6 years in the NFL, I thought to myself, she thinks I'm Vince Young. So it was kind of like, I knew it was live, so you didn't want to necessarily make a scene. So I just sort of was like, hey, my bad, but I'm not him.
Well, I got to give you credit, because you were very, very, very nice about it. And again, like, you know, mistakes can happen. But what was kind of the interaction with her like after it went off the air? You know, because I've seen her tweets and, you know, saying like she was apologizing, you learn from it. But what was it like between the two of you afterwards?
Well, you know, so I saw her at that moment. She was very apologetic. And then I had the chance to see her the next day and had a chance just to, you know, talk to her for a few minutes. And again, she was very apologetic. And, you know, we laughed about possibly in 5 or 10 years when she makes it big that she'll tell about her first live interview and how funny it was, because then we could truly laugh about it. She wasn't laughing that day, but we can laugh about it now.
We're joined by Everett Sands on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And, Coach, we talked last night about this. Are you surprised how viral this went? I mean, it was – everybody was talking about it last week. It was shared, gosh, a million times, whatever. Were you surprised by kind of how popular this was?
I was. You know, after it happened, of course, in our group, because I was with Ryan Leaf, and then Will Gordon was my pro, and Bovan Pelt was Ryan's pro. We just sort of laughed about it, you know, and actually I knew that Vince was in the group behind me, so I waited to talk to Vince to tell him what happened. But I didn't think it was going to go viral like it did.
And it just so people would know, Vince Young was there.
Yes, he was. He was there. He was actually in the group behind me.
Oh, my goodness. So when Chase was asking, when she started in on you, how did she approach? Mm-hmm. Did she just walk up? I mean, did she pre-interview you, or just kind of show up and say, "Hey, can we talk to you?"
No. So as I was walking up, she almost ran to me because it was a little hill there. So she came down the hill, and she said, "Vince." And I'm thinking she's introducing herself, because I know a couple of girls named Vince.
Right.
So I'm thinking she's introducing herself and was like, "Hey, can we do a walk and talk interview after you tee off?" So I was like, "Sure."
And then there it goes. I got to think, Coach, that you've heard from people in the last few days you haven't talked to in years.
Yes, no doubt. And of course, they all say, hey, Vince, what's going on?
Hey, I got to figure that, you know, this publicity has to help recruiting, you know, in some way. So maybe yep. there's some positive.
I think it will. Yep, I think it'll help recruiting. I'm also trying to see how it's going to help my nonprofit because we actually got a golf tournament at the end of the month and a free football and cheerleading camp. So I'm trying to see if we can use all of this for the positive.
What is your nonprofit and how can people find out about it?
It's called the West Foundation. West stands for Working Equal Success. And our goal is to help kids understand that they can be successful without being a professional athlete. And we want them to chase that dream because you learn so much from athletics. But the key is we want them to start thinking about what's next when my sport ends. And education has to be a big part of that. But we have our fourth annual golf tournament on June 28th. And then we have our seventh annual football and cheerleading camp on the 29th. And they can go to WESFFC.com and find out more information. It is in my hometown, Conway, South Carolina. And we're actually going to be playing over at one of the best courses in Myrtle Beach over at True Blue, which is in Pauley's Island.
Oh, good for you. Now, Matt, I guess your roommate at the Citadel sent me a note, and he's a big fan of the show and got you on. So that's cool that that happened there. But you were at the BMW Pro-Am?
The BMW Pro-Am, correct.
Yeah, and correct. So why was Ryan Leaf, why were you there? What was the big kind of oomph to get you guys there?
Well, it's a, you know, a lot of Pro-Ams you play on Monday before the actual tournament. This one, you play on Thursday and Friday. So you're playing with the pro. The pro is playing, you know, he has to make the cut. If he makes the cut, he gets to play Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
We're trying to make the cut for Saturday, but they only take the top six of the amateurs.
Okay.
And then there's some celebrities as well, and they take the top two of the celebrities. So it's a competitive golf tournament, which, you know, for me, the first day, I didn't play as well as I would like to. I don't know if it was the jitters of playing with a pro and the jitters of playing with people watching me.
Right.
But it was a little different. And then, you know, the next day I settled down a little bit. I was like, hey, I'm a bogey golfer. You know, you're just trying to go out here and be crazy. Just play your game. Because, you know, as in all sports, it's 90% mental.
Oh, yeah.
And when your mind's not right, you're not going to play as good as you could. As you possibly could.
That's so true. Also, there's a Nashville connection. You said you were golfing with Will Gordon?
Yes.
Yeah, he went to Vanderbilt.
Yep, which was cool because my son graduated from Vanderbilt as well.
Oh, wow. We're all connected, Coach.
Yeah, so that was something that one of the first things that I brought up when I got a chance to meet him is that, hey, my son went to Vandy too. So, except for Will graduated in 19 and my son got there in 19, so they missed each other.
So after this whole thing happened, the rest of the round, you know, Vince Young being one of the best college quarterbacks of all time, did you play golf like you had that Vince Young energy? Did it help your golf game or did it affect it at all?
Nah, like I said, that first day, my energy and my mind wasn't right, so I didn't play great that first day. The second day, I played a little bit better. I played a lot better, so that was good.
Well, good for you.
I don't know. You know, I need to get with Vince. I actually invite him to our golf tournament to see how well he plays. I don't know. I might be able to beat him. You never know.
I felt it's interesting that I was just told that you are very good friends, Coach, with Chad Brinker.
Yes. Yes. I had the pleasure of coaching Chad at Ohio University, and we've stayed in contact and remained good friends.
That's, again, we're all weirdly connected. Of course, he's here with the Titans. What is it about Chad, Coach, that when he was your player that you love, that you still love today about Chad Brinker?
You know, one of the big things that happened with Chad is Chad was one of those no-nonsense players that, hey, it's football season. I'm supposed to, you know, be sore and all that. But one day Chad went to the trainers because he was having a headache. And he went and they found out that he had a tumor. Mm. So they had it removed. And then he came back and he rushed 1,000 yards the next year. And they actually got picked up by the Jets. So he was just, you know, the epitome of what you're looking for in a football player. You know, he did a good job in the classroom. He was going to show up with his lunch pail every day. He was going to be the role model that you're looking for. a guy that is a really good player, and he's going to do all the little things right. And that's what you're looking for your better players. And when your better players are that way, you got a chance for your team to be in pretty good.
Ah, that's well said. Coach, thank you for this. I know it's been a whirlwind last week, but in a good way. It's positive, and hopefully you get a lot of people that will acknowledging this and will take part in your golf tournament and everything else that goes on. So we appreciate your time, Coach. I know you're busy, and best of luck going forward.
Hey, I appreciate it. You all have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Everett Sands joining us here on the program, and really, really cool guy. People are saying, like, he sounds like a cool guy. The offensive skill specialist at the Citadel, and of course went viral last week when a reporter mistakenly thought he was former Titans quarterback, right, Vince Young.
I think you had the perfect questions. Like, he could have taken this one of two ways at the time. Been really upset, like, you know, what's the problem? Well, you know, I'm not Vince Young. Or he said, you know, it's our first time doing this, and let's just, you know, ease it into it and all that. So that just shows you the character of that man, because not many of us would have taken the right way.